Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 11 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you, in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
In today's passage, Paul tells a young pastor named Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. But this command isn't limited to pastors. Every believer needs to be a faithful soldier of Christ. That's because we're all in a battle, not against people, but against spiritual forces of wickedness. This war began when Satan and other angels rebelled against God. Then Satan tempted Eve to disobey the Lord as well. As a result of Adam and Eve's rebellion, the earth was cursed and the entire human race was corrupted by sin. Ever since that day, the battle for truth and righteousness has raged. Although we may often feel overwhelmed by temptations and deceptions, Jesus modeled the path to victory when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He used only one weapon to refute each enticement and falsehood, the Word of God. This is the same powerful weapon our Heavenly Father has given those of us who are believers to fight the good fight. When we view daily battles biblically with full reliance on the trustworthiness and authority of Scripture, we can flee sin, pursue righteousness, and stand firmly for the truths of the faith.